SMBC 日興証券。
SMBC 日興 Securities, my name is Kikuchi. I have two questions. First question about,
you
know that investment was going to increase, and this is bigger than we expected, but I understand that there is going to be return on this investment later on. I understand the direction. But unit economics, so the revenue, as it increases, the investment will be absorbed. I understand that as well. But when will this happen? When will the net sales start to increase? ARR growth in the US is still weak. So my question is, when can we see the net sales increase enough to absorb this investment? Should we expect that next year? I would guess so, but is that the beginning of the year or the latter half of the year? So when do you think net sales will start to increase, and also what will be the breakdown in terms of types of products and also region? That's my first question.
Maybe you can answer.
Sure, I can start, and Mahendra or Eva can also jump in. You know, the way we think about it is that our net sales, a leading indicator for the net sales is going to be ARR. And those two numbers are going to get closer and closer together over time. And one of the things that we described in both Eva's presentation and mine, and Mahendra's, is that, you know, we're really fixated on growing Vision One. So our Vision One platform is now half of our approximately half of our pretty close to half of our ARR in total on Trend AI. And that's really the focus, is to continue to grow Vision One in the Americas and in the US in particular. That's why I highlighted the fact that the US is doing so well at growing Vision One, and that is the priority. And over time, in Q3, we see the ARR increasing. In Q4, we'll see the ARR increasing. So as the ARR increases, we will see that translate into some net sales improvement over time.
一つ我々は知っておきたい。 Legacy SaaS is slowing us down. That is a type of cloud security that sold a lot several years ago, but it will start to disappear, and then Vision One sales will increase the, or accelerate the pace of return on investment. Thank you. What about the specific timing, though? Are we talking about next year? According to the situation right now, I cannot really see the ARR growing that fast. But do you think you will hopefully break even in next year? But when do you think it will happen? I want to know the timing.
I think
and the second question, sorry, yes, please respond to the question first, if that's okay. Thank you.
Sorry. I think you already see that we're showing the momentum of the second half, and we expect that Q3, Q4, our revenue continue to grow, and our investment will be slowing down, or say already starting to pay off starting the second half. But how much is enough to absorb the whole, or how much improvement of the unit cost economy is very hard to say. All I can tell you is that starting second half, we definitely will be seeing improvement on those unit cost economy already.
ありがとうございます。
My second question is also about cost.
その、売上高ので、 まあ、お客さんがあのビジョン1を利用することによって、
Customers use your Vision One,
コストというのは、
and that increases the cost.
これからも、まあ、増えていくん
で、and I understand that the cost will continue to increase in line with the net sales growth. But there are also other costs that are increasing. And、I believe that those other costs are controllable. And if that is true,
ケビンさんが示された2028
Kevin, you showed a 2028 target.
AI のコスト
and,
AI cost. コントローラブルなコストはコントロールしていける。
Controllable cost. I'm sure will be controlled by the company. Is that the correct assumption? That's the question. Well, 2028 is two years down the line, but it's going to come very quickly, I'm sure. And do you still have the same target in terms of a performance target? And is it actually possible to continue to reduce the AI costs that are controllable?I would like to explain first, and I'm sure that Kevin has some additional comments. As Eva's slide showed today, so when the customer uses something, then it pushes up the AI cost and cloud cost. But for SaaS,$1, it's 0.14 or 0.13, which means that we are still making a lot of profit from there. And the reason that income is declining is, for example, there's duplication and also internal education. And those costs can be flat or can be reduced over time, so that can be effective. And we don't think the headcount cost will increase that much either. That's what I wanted to say.One more thing. We do have a three-year plan, and at the end of today's event, we will talk about the IR Day event. And in the IR Day event, we will provide more explanation about our future outlook. Right. So, Kevin, can I ask you about the target, 2028 target?What is the current status of progress against the target in 2028?
Kevin? Yeah, like we've been talking about through Eva's presentation, Mahendra and mine, we don't see any change to the road to 2028. That continues to be our North Star business model that we were moving towards. There were two areas, our cost of goods soldand our sales and marketing expense. Both did increase, we've talked about both of those in terms of we see that as temporary and that those will gradually become more aligned with what we expect from a road to 2028.The only thing I would add, in addition to what Mahendra said around the unit economics, I like that calculation a lot. And one of the things I don't know if everyone picked up on it, but our Vision One platform grew 49%, and our cloud costs grew substantially less. So while we will make improvements.In our overall cloud utilization, and we will get leverage from some of these investments, but the top line growth of the platform is much greater than the cost increase. So,
ありがとうございます。以上です。
Thank you very much. That's all from me.
ありがとうございます。
ご質問ありがとうございました。次の方の
Thank you very much for question.So I would like to move on to the next person. This is Sato from Jefferies. Can you hear me? Yes, we are hearing you. I have one question. This is just to check once again. This fiscal year, ARR 15%, 15% ARR. I believe that is your for your guidance.
そのターゲットっていうのは変わった
。 So, can I confirm that there's no change to the target?
我々年間の ARR の予想、まあ一応
So, for your ARR target, what we are saying is that we would like to aim for double digit, but our expectation, we are just saying that we are planning to increase the ARR, but we cannot say whether it's going to be 15% or not. So 15% is the number that Kevin has mentioned when we announced a quarter four result.
Kevin?
Formally, we do not guide on ARR. We guide on our net sales and our net income. So formally, that comes from Mahendra. I tried to give you an idea of what our objectives are and from an internal standpoint and where the business is headed. And yes, we are targeting to continue to increase as this ARR momentum continues to build. We see it over time that it will hit double digits. So that's what we are moving towards.
じゃあ今 5% まで then, インプルーブしてるんですけど
So it has improved to 5%, about 6% at the moment. So your second half scenario is that there will be some gradual increase towards the end of the year. So there's no change to that thought process. I'm not sure whether it is going to be 10% or 15%, but can I understand that this growth is going to be U-shaped?Yes, exactly. So 10%, 15%. So those numbers we don't give you officially. However, going forward, our idea is to aiming for the growth. Yes, a double digit. Yes, that's all from me. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you. 教授の発言を許可させていただきます。Moving on to the next question.
あ、お世話になります。JP モラン証券ヘンダーソンです。
JP モーガン。
私から2点大きくありまして、1点目、すみません、ここを、
I have Henderson, I have two questions. The first question somewhat overlaps with the earlier question about the outlook revision. Cost increase includes the factor related to clouds, but I also understand that there is transition cost, infrastructure expansion cost,and some other one-off costs for the second half as well. So can you please explain how much you have increased against the original plan in the second half in terms of cost? And for next fiscal year and beyond, what is your outlook on cloud cost? Is it going to be higher than what you had expected in the original plan? So can you please give us some information about the outlook of the expenses costs, including what will happen in next fiscal year? Well, for next fiscal year, please wait until we start talking about next year's expenses. But some sales, if that increases, cost also increases for cloud.Eva slide showed that, so there's a relationship between the two. And there is also duplication and also investment for education. Those will decrease over time. Eva, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I think AI internal transformation cost $12 million originally was not in the plan, but because we see the need and therefore we...that the whole company starting to all use AI. But I want to indicate one thing that I'm very confident that that will go down because Mahendra mentioned about we have this cash performance bonus scheme, which is linked directly to the company's net income. And that is the incentive that all the employee, including major spending of the tokens, our engineers, they all looking into that. So it's like an automatic cost control. Once they see that token cost is too much and then it will affect their cash performance bonus, they starting to control it. And we already seen that at first, you probably want to use the easiest one, the coolest one. And once we realize that those token costs is too high, we already starting to see engineer have much smarter way, which module, which type of questions you use, one type of smaller model or bigger model, frontier model, when you only use it when you really need it. So I'm very confident on this type of self cost control by our whole employee and whole organization.
はい、ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much for the explanation. I have another question about headcount. From Q1, Well, against Q4, Q1, we saw an increase, but now we are seeing a decrease. The company is investing a lot into the product, which is very good. But what about sales capabilities or expanding partnerships or acquiring new customers? Maybe you're not investing as much into people or headcounts. Should we focusing on headcount to think about that?
Kevin, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I think one of the comments that Eva had made up front was that, you know, we are making a number of people changes across many functions, including sales and marketing, in order to become much more AI native and AI literate and leveraging AI. So that comment applied to all functions, including sales and marketing. We are making investments in both Trend AI and Trend Life in sales and marketing specifically. There's investments from a branding perspective. There's investments from a vertical marketing perspective. There are investments from a channel. We're really working very, very hard on reigniting the channel ecosystem. And we are making sure that we have the right people in the right job. So there's a lot of go-to-market transformation going on right now. We feel very good at the changes that have been made and the changes that are planned.
And just make sure that we are confident, and therefore we will not give up any opportunity to invest in increasing our ARR and our revenue. And as you can see in our this quarter, Mahendra's number shows our increase in sales and marketing. Not necessarily in people headcount, but we are increasing our spending or investment in sales and marketing because of our confidence in we can solve the right problem for our customers.
ありがとうございます。非常にプロダクトはいいものだと
信じているので。Yes, I do trust in your product. So I am looking forward to accelerated ARR growth. Thank you for your answers.
ありがとうございました。それでは次にご質問ある方。
Thank you very much. So I'll move on to the next questionnaire. Is there anyone who would like to ask question? Can you wait for a while?
お願いします。
Please go on.
BOA 証券の田中です。
So my name is Tanaka from BOA Securities. There's one question. 2028 target, the net sales of growth, CAGR 8-10%. But against this number, if with a constant currency, it's 3% growth for the first and second quarter. So taking a look at this table, you are showing with the changes in the currencies. And you mentioned that your target is on track. So I don't understand your explanation. Can you talk about that? So I would like to first give you an explanation about this year. No changes to the full year forecast. Excluding the currency changes, it's 60%. So net sales growth itself is going to be growing in the second half. And for the three-year forecast, there might be some comment, but 8%, 10%. So this year is a transformation year. So if we refresh it, then this growth will go up. So the three-year forecast is remains the same.
Yeah, I would just echo what Mahendra said and maybe tie it back to a comment I made earlier, and that is that we are very fixated on ARR, and we feel like as that ARR momentum continues to build, it will get closer and closer to that net sales number. So that's why we're using that as our leading indicator, ARR momentum.
ありがとうございます。はい、ありがとうございました。以上です。
Thank you very much. Understood. That's all from me.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
その他にご質問ある方いらっしゃいますでしょうか。
Any other questions?
発言許可させていただきます。
あ、すいません。三井住友 DS アセット、渡辺です。
三井住友 DS アセット、my name is 渡辺。Can you hear me? Yes.
営業費用で見て、今回120億通
貨。Sales cost 12 billion for the full year.
どんな品目が、当初
予算に
増えるのか。当初予算でも、
クラウドに関してはもう、Where do you see the increase against the original? For cloud, I know that you already had an increase in the first quarter. But, 12 billion, which are the specific items that have increased or are increasing? And the second quarter sales cost up by 10 billion by quarter. But for the first half, it's 3.5. Well, for cloud, I understand that token usage was inefficient in the beginning, maybe used in areas where it was not supposed to be used because you tried to apply this across the company. But now, the profit level actually affects their bonus, and the individuals are trying to optimize that. But in that case, you're leaving it up to the employees, and we cannot really see how the management is getting involved in this kind of control. So are you trying to control, or have you tried to control the amount of token usage? Second half forecast, I'm sure that Habara can explain this further, but it's not that simple. We cannot just look at the bonus and the cost and optimize individually. So yes, the management is overseeing this as well to optimize this. And we knew that if the situation continued, we would have to make a downward revision, and we accepted that. We have decided to go ahead with it. So Habara-san, can you please talk about the second half? Maybe give us some comments.
I do want to comment on this. Yes, we do put in some control of all the token usage and all of those. But a very important thing is that we believe we don't want to suffocate innovation by putting those too strict of the control, because we are competing with hackers, the bad guys. We need to make sure that our solution really solves the customer problem. So we do put in the control, but it's not like you trying to suffocate the engineer's innovation and say, oh, you cannot do anything. So please understand, I think that is a very important management principle of our cost control.
I would like to give you some granularity
to
your question, Watanabe-san. 12 billion. Well, 80% of the cost increase is cloud related, as already explained. And in terms of breakdown between first half and second half, well, a lot of costs were incurred in the first half. And I said majority of 12 billion is cloud related, and we have already actual cost spent in the first half. In the second half, we will have smaller duplication, therefore the cost level should be lower. So out of the 12 billion, majority is cloud related, and compared to the actual of the first half, second half cost increase will be smaller. We will not see accelerated growth of the cost in the second half. The factors for cost increase were stronger in the first half. I hope that this answers your question.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
ありがとうございます。